Good evening, this is Akashvani Kohima. I'm Ninenem Hangsing with the Evening Bulletin. The headlines. Christmas celebrated across the world with joy and reflection. Prime Minister Modi hopes festival inspires hope and kindness. Nagaland observes Christmas with religious fervour and festive spirit. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says saturation of government schemes is motto of the government. And nation remembers former Prime Minister Atal Bihari Vajpayee on 101st birth anniversary marked as Good Governance Day. Now the news in detail. Christmas was celebrated today across the world with millions marking the birth of Jesus Christ through prayers, church services and family gatherings. Christian communities globally marked the festival in a spirit of peace, goodwill and reflection. Nagaland also joined in the celebrations with religious fervour. Special Christmas services and community events were held across the state as hymns and carols resonated in neighbourhoods, adding to the festive atmosphere. We have a report.
In Nagaland, Christmas was observed by deep religious devotion as people flocked to churches to commemorate the birth of Jesus Christ. Congregations gathered across the state for community worship and prayer. Worshippers exchanged Christmas greetings, sang hymns of praise, and offered prayers, seeking peace, harmony, and blessings. Several churches organized traditional community meals, while some expressed goodwill by visiting the needy and distributing gifts, reflecting the true spirit of Christmas. Family gatherings and special Christmas feasts are also being held through the evening. Mary Akashvani News, Kohima.
Christmas celebrations will continue into the night, reflecting the festival's enduring message of unity, compassion, and hope. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has greeted people on the occasion of Christmas. In a social media post, Mr. Modi wished everyone a joyous Christmas filled with peace, compassion and hope. He hoped that the teachings of Jesus Christ will strengthen harmony in the society. The Prime Minister attended the Christmas morning service at the Cathedral Church of the Redemption in Delhi today. Mr. Modi wished that Christmas bring renewed hope, warmth and a shared commitment to kindness. Nation pays homage to former Prime Minister Atal Bihari Vajpayee on his 101st birth anniversary today. Marking the occasion, Prime Minister Narendra Modi inaugurated Rashtra Prerna Sthal in Lucknow, which is constructed to honour the legacy of luminaries of independent India. Addressing a public rally, he said, his government is working hard for the betterment of all citizens and giving them all benefits of schemes without any discrimination, which is true governance and true secularism. Mr. Modi said that saturation of government schemes is the motto of his government.
अंत्योदय को saturation यानी संतुष्टिकरण का नया विस्तार दिया है. Saturation यानी हर जरूरतमंद, हर लाभार्थी को सरकार की कल्याणकारी योजनाओं के दायरे में लाने का प्रयास. जब saturation की भावना होती है तो भेदभाव नहीं होता. और यही तो सुशासन है, यही सच्चा सामाजिक न्याय है, यही सच्चा सेक्युलरिज्म है.
Remembering Bharat Ratna Vajpayee, Mr. Modi said his initiatives changed the development scenario of the country. Minister of State for Personnel, Public Grievances and Pension Dr. Jitendra Singh said that good governance is not an abstract ideal but a daily administrative responsibility rooted in transparency, accountability and citizen-centric delivery. Addressing the National Workshop on Good Governance Practices held on the occasion of Good Governance Day in New Delhi, the minister emphasized that collaborative efforts across ministries and departments have strengthened administrative efficiency and enhanced social welfare outcomes.
Well, it was Vajpayee ji who gave us the concept of good governance and coined this term, in fact, for a popular, the mantra of maximum governance and minimum government. To my mind, when you say that, government would be the facilitator of a governance which is citizen-centric, self-centric, not self-centric in the sense of being selfish, but you can govern yourself and you can be master of your own destiny.
During the event, Dr. Singh launched 5 digital initiatives to further reinforce transparent, citizen-centric administration. These include compendium of guidelines on reservation for ex-servicemen in central government, AI recruitment tool, Karma Yogi Digital Learning Lab 2.0, among others. This is Akashvani Kohima giving you the news. For a quick news update, follow us on our X handles, AIR News Alerts and AIR_Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News On Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You are listening to the Evening News. The center has issued directions to the states for a complete ban on the grant of any new mining leases in the Aravallis as a major step towards conservation and protection of the entire Aravalli range, stretching from Delhi to Gujarat, from illegal mining. Environment, Forest and Climate Change Ministry said in a statement that this prohibition applies uniformly across the entire Aravalli landscape and is intended to preserve the integrity of the range. The directions are aimed at safeguarding the Aravallis as a continuous geological ridge extending from Gujarat to the National Capital Region and at stopping all unregulated mining activities. In an exclusive interview with the Akashvani News, Union Minister for Environment, Forest and Climate Change Bhupender Yadav said the Modi government is fully committed to the conservation of the Aravalli range.
डिग्रेडेड अरावली का जो एरिया है जो किसी भी कारण से क्षतिग्रस्त हो गया है उसको वापस से हरा किया जाए और इसके लिए हमने 40,000 डिग्रेडेड लैंड को ग्रीन करने का इस साल इनिशिएटिव उठाया था तो इस इकोलॉजी सिस्टम के लिए ही ग्रीन अरावली वॉल प्रोग्राम शुरू किया हमने हर जिले में नगर वन योजना के प्रस्ताव को भी स्वीकार किया कैंपाक में भी हमने राशि का वितरण किया और उसके साथ ग्रीन इंडिया जो हमारा प्रोग्राम चलता है उसमें भी हमने इसमें राशि का वितरित किया.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said Sansad Khel Mahotsav has evolved into a people's movement, drawing participation from diverse sections of society. Addressing Sansad Khel Mahotsav through video conferencing today, he said it is providing the country with thousands of talented athletes.
Aaj Sansad Khel Mahotsav ek jan andolan ban chuka hai. Desh bhar mein 290 se adhik sansadon ki is karyakram ka योजना करना, लाखों नौजवानों को जोड़ना और 1 करोड़ से ज्यादा युवा खिलाड़ियों द्वारा इसमें रजिस्ट्री करवाना देश के हर कोने की हिस्सेदारी है और शहरों से लेकर गांव तक हर पृष्ठभूमि के युवाओं की सहभागिता ये दिखाता है कि इसका स्केल कितना बड़ा है.
Mr. Modi said the sports festival is becoming a strong pillar with the mantra of nation building through youth development. He said beyond winning and losing, the sportsmanship and spirit of fair play that athletes learn contribute to the development of capable and disciplined youth. Highlighting that in 2030, India will host the Commonwealth Games in Ahmedabad, the Prime Minister added India is also trying for the opportunity to host the 2036 Olympics. In cricket, Nagaland went down to Manipur in the final of the Under-19 Kuch Bihar Trophy Plate Tournament played at the Sovima Cricket Ground in Chumukedima. Nagaland won the toss and elected to bat but were bowled out for 129 runs in the first innings and managed 115 in the second. Manipur responded with 170 in their first innings and later reached 77 for 3 wickets in the second to seal the victory. For Nagaland, Yashimern Jamir put up a remarkable performance, collecting 9 wickets in Manipur's first innings. And in weather, the northeast region is expected to experience continued dense fog till the end of the year. India Meteorological Department said dense fog conditions is very likely during night and morning hours in isolated parts of Nagaland and its neighbouring states until 30th of December. Today, Kohima recorded a minimum of 7 degrees Celsius and a maximum of 17 degrees Celsius with mainly clear skies. And now to round up the news, the headlines once again. Christmas celebrated across the world with joy and reflection, Prime Minister Modi hopes festival inspires hope and kindness. Nagaland observes Christmas with religious fervour and festive spirit. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says saturation of government schemes is motto of the government. And nation remembers former Prime Minister Atal Bihari Vajpayee on 101st birth anniversary marked as Good Governance Day. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. Wishing all our listeners a Merry Christmas. Have a pleasant night.